All right, talking about fight night for real. Rich Omiquan reportedly involved in a scuffle. It was the Adrian Broner fight. He was there, you know, to bring on Adrian Broner. You know how they walked down the aisle.
Right.
He was there with Young Thug, Birdman. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it all went well walking down, you know. Broner was dancing and everything. Yeah, like la la la. And then once he went to his seat, a scuffle broke out involving Kwan's camp and spectators. And they were rumbling. Like, there's video footage of it.
Yeah.
Of course it's blurry. However, they rumbled. I'm not sure why.
Well, they were saying that they was calling them gay because, why? You know, Rich Homie Kwan and Young Thug, they're kind of, I don't even know how you say it, extra sexual. They call each other bae and hubby. So people were going on them.
Yeah. They call each other hubby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
That's weird.
I mean, I love the Natty.
Right.
Love it. Clean city. Everybody's cool. But, man, sometimes, man, y'all go left sometimes.
Well, when you...
like T.I.?
Right.
We lost a friend.
Well, that's the Atlanta... I don't know. It's something,
you know, it's like
Atlanta rappers.
This ain't worth it. You know? This ain't worth it. Mm. Well, this fighting each other.
Dumb.
It ain't worth it.
I guess.
Stop it.
Yeah. Jay-Z's asking a New York court to drop a lawsuit by a sound engineer named Chauncey. I just like saying Chauncey. Anyway, who claims he co-wrote 45 of Jay-Z's tracks, including Big Pimpin' and Things That You Do. Now, they say he previously demanded $100,000 in exchange for the master recordings, and he's had them for like 10 years. Atlanta rapper 9 Gotti's firing off a legal threat to three really powerful rap icons, Kanye, Diddy, and Rick Ross.
What?
Yes, he says they better quit jacking his style. What they're talking about is this French Montana song called Gucci Man.
Uh-huh.
Kanye helped produce it. And yeah, he helped produce it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you say that right?
I said he helped produce it.
Dang, never.
What did he do? He didn't produce it? What did I say?
I don't know, but it sounded funny.
Right.
Albert, you know what? You know I will slay you.
Oh, gosh.
All I need you to do is say one sentence, and you're going
and
to
and then Albert will fall into that slave mentality.
So won't you go out of the house, Jasper?
Yes, he will.
Tripping.
Yes, he will. Anyway, this Chinga Chang Records claims the song belonged to 9 Gotti before Yeezus stole it from him, but the cease and desist letter is kind of funny. They say the ripoff may have been a drunken oversight, calls Diddy a music thief, says Rick Ross should know better because he was an ex-correctional officer.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's
going
on. Wow,
and at the end of the letter, it was signed.
Word to your mother.
Yeah. Somebody's got a new plaything this morning.
Do I?
Flo Rida, you are the father of that child at the center of his child support case with a model. Yeah, 99% chance that he's the daddy, so he's
that
in.
Yes.
Wow, you know how much money he could have saved with a condom?
Oh, you know?
You don't know?
Like,
you know how that commercial they had? I could have had a V8. We need to do a campaign for condoms.
Yes.
Where the dude was like, man, you got like 9 kids.
Yep.
Right.
Damn, I could have had a condom.
Or like Geico could save you 15 minutes. You know, you, like, you know, you could save like millions of dollars.
You in 2 minutes.
Exactly.
2 minutes.
A minute and 30 seconds. Soup, that kind of sounds.
Fishy.
Yes. Yes, it does. Lastly, Russ, Gucci Mane's catching a break in his 3-year prison sentence for federal gun charges. His 39-month prison stay was set to start last month when he was sentenced after pleading guilty to gun possession charges in May. However, an Atlanta judge officially knocked off a whole year of that sentence. Well, he's been in jail since September last year. So
and they
Gucci
gave
Mane,
him some chapstick, too.
Yeah.
Gucci was quoted as saying,
so won't you go out of the house and Jasper?
Yes. If everything goes well, he'll come out December 2016. There's something on TV1 tonight that's going to be so good.
What?
And I'm looking for my sheet on it, but I can't find it. It's
the Chris Lighty, Crime Files.
Crime Files. And it's the Chris Lighty story.
Chris Lighty story.
I want to see it because...
Y'all don't want to miss that.
Well, I won't.
No, I'll basically tell you.
The thing is, Chris Lighty, but I thought he hurt himself.
Well,
so that's
why
is it,
know.
Why
it's,
is it
it's
on Crime Files? That's why
a cloud
I
of mystery.
See. Exactly. That's why I'm watching that.
He was president and co-founder of Violator Management. And, of course, he was behind like 50. P. Diddy, Mariah Carey.
Oh, man. Buster.
His branding and advertising expertise helped clients like Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
You know, got the lucrative million-dollar deals. But they said he was broke.
Yeah, sounds like,
and
really?
And then it was alleged that he committed suicide. But that's going to be on TV One tonight.
I want to see that, because if that he committed suicide, why would it be on Crime Files?
Well,
you know
I don't
mean?
Know. I don't know.
Sums
it's
up
tonight
there.
At 10 Eastern time on TV One, Celebrity Crime Files.
Yeah, I'm checking that out.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. You can get at us via Twitter and Instagram at Russ Parr Show.
Right now, do your thing, girl.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Whatever.